You are listening to Swimming World Radio, produced in conjunction with the World Championship Sports Network, who is broadcasting video of the 2007 World Championships through their website at WCSN.com. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, broadcasting from Melbourne, Australia. Let's listen to the interviews.
Well, after the morning session, the preliminary session at Melbourne's World Championship, outside here, ran across Coach David Marsh, the winningest coach in NCAA history. And David's not here on any kind of official capacity, so we thought we'd talk a little bit about coaching and what some of those national team coaches are thinking and doing during the course of this meet. Thanks for joining us, David.
You bet, Brent. It's good being here. What amazing weather. What a town. Huh? Melbourne, Australia is just phenomenal. My first time and very impressive. The coaching side of things here is, and I think what you see going on in this kind of meet is, I think the biggest thing you try to do when you get to this level of meet is almost not get in the swimmer's way. You want to make them comfortable, make them to where they can just think about only their swimming. You find the positive things to lean on. At the same time, when you need to, you get to pushing them when you need to.
Sometimes the coaches, you look for the problems. You're looking to, oh, we can correct that, we can correct that. If you do see negatives, how do you approach those if these are athletes that you're not coaching year-round?
Well, the athletes you're not coaching year-round, you really almost have to have permission by them to enter into instruction, because and really you don't need to ask for it, but you'll feel it. When they want instruction, they'll be eager to come get it. A lot of times what you find is that when they begin to make adjustments in races is when you can begin to help them out quite a bit. All great swimmers are curious about whatever way possible they can get better. One of the common things you see, especially at the training camps before this kind of meet, is that everybody's looking to help everybody. One of the things that would be utopia in coaching if all of us coaches could coach the way we do at training camps, because we're all so ready to share everything with everybody. And I think that I've often said, you know, it seems like as soon as we get back from these big meets, everybody kind of puts their college hats back on and it gets all intense again. But a lot of times what you'll see is you'll have a, you know, sprinter will have Frank Bush look at a start or different kind of swimmers will come together and work together under a different coach and in with different groups to try to challenge themselves a little further and especially to gain that little extra knowledge that might be available.
Now, when you talk about bringing the team together, the coaching staff has to come together first. Is there a lot of sharing of knowledge with the coaches among each other and how you're approaching different athletes? And are there certain areas where one coach is taking more responsibility just to start out the whole cycle of building the team concept?
Well, there's no doubt there's different swimmers that are assigned to different coaches. Now, those coaches can kind of work individually or with the entire group. Obviously, it's easier when you're familiar with a swimmer. Like, you know, Bob Bowman has a big group here, and he's very familiar with them. I was talking to Sean Hutchinson today, and his job is really just to help out with a few of the swimmers that he doesn't have year-round. And when you assign Jason Lezak like he is, really Jason coaches himself in so many ways out in Irvine. So his job is just to be there when he's needed and to be willing to provide that little extra when possible.
Are there certain things that are done to bring the team together and to make each athlete more comfortable with each other?
Well, not really formally. You know, you'd think there'd be more kind of activities, shall we say, but I think that it looks like the national team, at least to me, probably in the last 5 or 6 years, has gone away from some of the gimmick kind of things to really just hanging together, eating together, talking, and being here, especially in this kind of environment where they can kind of relax and around the pool a little bit and feel real good. I think that's what you see, and it does look like this U.S. team has come together very nicely. It looks like they're enjoying each other's company, and you better in an 8-9 day meet. It's a long haul, and they're over here in the morning cheering for each other. At night, there's a lot of support within the team, and key races are like when Brendan Hansen wins last night by a tenth of a second.
Well, let's talk about those races. When you have an athlete in the morning and you see something, what adjustments do you feel you could be making as a coach from morning to semifinals to finals, and are there boundaries there?
Well, there really are. I tell you, that different here than I think probably how you coach year-round is you begin to make adjustments to approach the race. And what does it take to medal? What does it take to win? What does it take to make finals? Those are things you begin to look at. And in particular, after you qualified for finals, you do look at the other swimmers and what their splits are and how they're going to split them. A great example last night, I thought Katie Hoff swam a beautiful race to get ahead of Kirstie Coventry by the length she did going into the 150. Now, Katie is a great freestyler, and she faded quite a bit going home and free, but she was so far ahead of Kirstie by that last lap that Kirstie just didn't have a chance to catch up in any scenario.
So Katie made those adjustments herself, or is she sitting down? Well, Paul Yetter's her coach, right. So Paul's probably working with her in that regard. Yep. But let's say that coach wasn't here for that athlete. Are you coming back immediately and saying, well, here are your splits and here's how it laid out, just sort of meat and potatoes aspect of it, and then trying to communicate to them where they sit in the field at different points in the race, and then letting them know psychologically, you know, where their placement should be and so forth. But can you kind of elaborate on that? I kind of led you on, but...
Yeah, well, I think that the key for successful national team coaches is to know when you're needed and when you're not needed. And a lot of times your most important job is to hand them a water bottle and shake their hand and say, good job. A lot of times it's to give a lot of information, review the video that Jonty would have, review the race analysis, and really look at details. But there are swimmers who like a lot of information and need a lot of information. There's some who just want to feel that was a good swim in the next step. Big change now is this with the prelims, the semis, and the finals in most of the events. You really have time if you're a USA swimmer to move into your race. Most of the time, you don't have to have your best race the first one. You can kind of feel out things, make adjustments into the semis, and then hopefully have your maximum race in the finals.
Now, you mentioned Jonty Skinner, and he's up there filming the races. What role does he play in the national team?
He's really a support staff, and there's a tremendous support staff from USA Swimming here, really ready to do anything and everything. In particular, Jonty's group and Gennadius, they're working on providing feedback to the coaches. Now, some of the swimmers like feedback directly. Usually it's through the coaches so that as a coach you can decide what all information you might want to say. Let's say the tempos were off on the third lap of a 200. That's something the swimmer probably needs to know, is to keep the tempo steady during the third lap. But maybe not so much information as to exactly what that tempo was, or even getting into lactate numbers, or looking at, you're not going to make any kind of huge stroke changes. So what you're looking at is really kind of minor information that maybe one point in a race when you review it. You want to overwhelm them with two or three different things, but usually you can make one adjustment in a race and be very successful at that.
And what other types of support staff accompany the team?
Well, really everything from logistics, which is actually critically important to folks. Matt Farrell's handling the parents and helping to manage, make sure they're having a good time. Last night they're at the Speedo Social, so they were having a good time. And so you see them, the support staff coming around and really being everything they can be. Really, it's up to Mark Schubert and what he would like to, the assignments he would like to make for that USA Swimming staff to help this team perform better. And that's the whole goal, is to have Team USA do its best.
On the nutrition side, how's that all scheduled out?
Nutrition is just, there's a standard, cafeteria kind of hours, and usually it's pretty selective kind of stuff. There has to be a bit of a balance between taste and the best possible nutritional value. But I tell you what, I've been so impressed in the last 6 to 8 years of the national team, how it's gone from being just kind of food for entertainment to really food for performance. I think that's just an indication of the maturity of our national team and how they're looking at this event. And it doesn't mean they don't have a dessert every now and then, but I think for the most part, when they're eating, when they're getting their rest, when they're taking care of their business, they're being more and more professional about it.
You've been a part of the national team staff for many years, and how does this team shape up to years in the past as far as coaches really making sure they've done their job so that the athletes can get in and do their part in the water?
Well, this is a phenomenal staff, and especially when you consider most of them are coming off an emotional NCAA season. It's interesting watching from the outside in, but their energy is there every single session, and I know that they're willing to help every swimmer in progress, and no matter who they are, it doesn't matter if they're swimming for their home team or their home college or not. And so you sense that things are building up beautifully for the Olympic team, and I think this staff is one of the groups that will learn a lot from this and will be better in the next year for it.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts on this, Coach Marsh, and like to see you around, and don't get too much sunshine down here.